the changes were, you know, they were big under Bob Nardelli.
Yeah.
When he came in, and it wasn't that he was a bad CEO. He was Bob Nardelli was more of a numbers man.
Exactly,
he was driven by numbers.
That's what,
okay.
I remember, yeah.
So what he did was, you know, he cut costs, he trimmed things down, and then he started investing in the company. That was the best thing that
right.
he did. He invested in the company, in technology. That drove the company forward from, you know, because it had become stagnant.
Right.
He bought, you know, a lot of companies that would help a business, especially in the contractor area. So that was one of his initiatives, that he was going to want to go more after the contractor business, which, you know, contracting business and selling contractors is quite a bit different from selling to consumers,
right.
that are regular homeowners there. So he developed a lot of systems there for that. But along the way, a lot of senior management and a lot of people that had experience and time with Home Depot went by the wayside, you know.
Right.
So that was part of the trimming the fat.
Yeah.
So he thought. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we went through a dark period there after
yeah.
that, you know, until, you know, our current CEO, Frank Blake, took over, and also Vice President of Store Operations, which is Marvin Ellison. They came up and they wanted to get back to the basics, get back to the business.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we sold off a lot of, you know, some of the businesses that we'd gotten into
yep.
that weren't growing.
The wholesale.
Like the that sold off that and kind of started concentrating on just the box,
yeah.
you know, just the standard Home Depot store and what's within, and taking care of the customers. And Frank Blake and Marvin Ellison made a commitment that they wanted Home Depot to be the number one customer service retailer in the world.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Because from all the surveys that, you know, we were down low.
Yeah.
But if you shop at any other store, like another box there, you'll find that Home Depot actually, even before the initiative, had better customer service.
Right.
And that was because of the founders, Bernie Marcus and Arthur Blank. That was their main focus with customer service there. So people expected a lot more of Home Depot than they would anybody else.
Right.
Okay. So once we got those times when CEO was Bob Nardelli, it wasn't focused on customer service as much, only on processes,
yeah.
processes and margin metrics, basically
mm-hmm.
metrics. So now we're back to basics there. And, I don't know if you guys follow the stock market, but you know our stock is up there, it's been growing, so. Customers and Wall Street are starting to see the value of Home Depot.
Yeah.